What are your thoughts, ladies and gentlemen? Prostitution, should it be legalized? Should it be made legal? Should it not be? Should it not be? Should it not be made legal? Well, taking a look at what ProCon.org is sharing with us, we're looking at the number of positions on this, a number of commentaries on it. And it's just, I don't know. I think that, again, we're looking at prostitution, the impact that it has on people. Isn't it interesting that even within the world of prostitution, you know, amongst the prostitutes themselves, there are different opinions as to whether it's harmful psychologically to prostitutes, different opinions as to whether it should be legalized. That's what I mean. I definitely have my position about it. But what are your thoughts? According to Foundation Scalus, as reported, September 26, 2016, worldwide, they estimate that there are about 40 to 42 million prostitutes. 40 to 42 million. And they're estimating maybe 1 to 2 million prostitutes in the United States. When it comes to male prostitution, what number, how many would you say we have? Well, of that 40 to 42 million in the world, they're estimating that 8 to 8.42 million are men. In a report published by the Juvenile Justice Information Exchange, 50% of the 100,000 children trafficked for sex are boys. How much would you say is spent each year on the global sex trade? More than 10 million women providing services as prostitutes, some forced into the trade due to human traffickers, while others enter the trade due to financial hardships. How much money being spent each year on the global sex trade? What's your estimate? Would you believe $180 billion? Yes. All right. I mentioned that they estimate that the United States has approximately 1 million prostitutes. India and China are much, much bigger than the United States, each of them having more than 1 billion citizens. 1 billion in population. All right. So that said, how many prostitutes would you estimate India has? Would you believe 3 million? How about China? The estimate is 5 million. And that's with populations many times bigger than the United States, and ours is estimated at 1 million. In Kenya, 50,000 children prostitutes. South Africa, 30,000 children prostitutes. In Brazil, 250,000 children prostitutes. In Poland, 19,000 prostitutes. In the Netherlands, 7,000 prostitutes. Did you expect that number to be higher or lower? In Switzerland, 20,000 prostitutes. What do you think, ladies? What do you think, gentlemen? Should prostitution be legalized? The pros say yes, it should be legalized. The cons say no, prostitution should not be legalized. Peter Singer, Ira W. DeCamp, professor of bioethics at the University Center for Human Values at Princeton, wrote this comment in 2016. Contrary to stereotypes of paid sex, work in a legal brothel is not especially dangerous or hazardous to one's health. Some sex workers view their profession as involving greater skill and even a more human touch than alternative jobs open to them. They take pride in their ability to give not only physical pleasure, but also emotional support to needy people who cannot get sex any other way. If sex work is not going to disappear anytime soon, he continues, anyone who cares about the health and safety of sex workers, not to mention their rights, should support moves to make it a fully legal industry. That is what most sex workers want as well. Countries that criminalize the sex industry should consider the harms these laws cause, as Amnesty International has done. It is time to put aside moralistic prejudices, whether based on religion or an idealistic form of feminism, and do what is in the best interest of sex workers and the public as a whole. What are some ways that we can determine what the best interest is? And specifically when it comes to prostitution. Peter Singer made the point that we need to do what is in the best interests of sex workers and the public as a whole. How do we determine what is in the best interest of sex workers and the public as a whole? I heard his passion as he talked about people who can't get sex any other way. Do you suppose husbands, wives, being entertained, engaged sexually with prostitutes helps the marriage or hurts the marriage? How about this? Do you suppose that engaging in sexual activity for the prostitute boosts the self-esteem or possibly lowers it? For the person who is buying the services of the prostitute, you suppose it helps or hurts their self-esteem? Just think about it now. Okay. That was a pro. Let's go to a con. Hear what Joe Vargas, former captain of the Anaheim Police Department, said, 2017. He said that in his police career, he met and even developed working relationships with quote-unquote working girls. The work is nothing like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. It is deplorable and in many ways degrades and robs the participants of fragile parts of their humanity. Many prostitutes have been forced or coerced into sex trafficking by abusers. Legalization won't stop that. More than likely, male abusers still will profit from trafficking their victims, this time in legalized locations facilitated and regulated by the government itself. Legalization would put lipstick on modern-day slavery and call it another step in the liberation of women. Ladies, what do you think about that? Those of you who work as prostitutes, those of you who do not work as prostitutes, what are your thoughts about that? Legalization putting lipstick on modern-day slavery and calling it another step in the liberation of women. Well, Mr. Vargas would say that the idea that prostitution should be legalized is wrong. For those few who suggest otherwise, he would argue sex for money is illegal, not just because it's immoral, but because it's just plain bad for women at every level. Okay. Let's get some more 411 on prostitution when we come back. And let's explore some more of the pros and cons. Why people are saying yes, it should be legalized. Why people are saying no, it should not be legalized. And I do want to encourage you, as I often do when we're looking at two sides of an issue, or sometimes more than two sides, try to listen with an open mind. I'm not saying open in the sense that you're going to anticipate having your position changed. I don't mean that. Just so that you have a better grasp of where the other side is coming from. I will be right back.